Developments at Koranbong.
Arrangements had been made by the Foreign Mission Board for a builder, W. C. Sisley, who had been giving counsel on the erection of denominational buildings in England, Denmark, Germany, and South Africa, to spend a little time in Australia working with the brethren in the drawing of plans for school buildings and estimating their cost.
He came with the Wessels, the Bible Echo, December 24, 1894, and threw himself wholeheartedly into the challenge of the task. He worked in Melbourne for nearly a week with Adventist builders called from Tasmania and Adelaide, and then he went up to Koranbong to assist in getting things started there. In the meantime, Ellen White, sensing the need for rest and a change, decided to go up to Koranbong for a somewhat extended visit. She hoped to ride around the country in the two-wheeled trap and, having two boats available, to row on the water and see the lake, which she understood to be very beautiful. She took with her May Lacey, her new traveling companion and assistant, and Maud Camp, her cook. She was eager that both these young women receive the benefit of instruction in dressmaking from Mrs. Rousseau. Maud, who was unable to continue to carry the heavy load in the white kitchen, was eager to gain new skills, and May would find a knowledge of sewing to be most useful. A few weeks before, May Walling had been sent back to America to be on hand if the Walling lawsuit were pushed.
W. C. White encouraged his mother to bring May Lacey, whom he had met at the Bible school in Melbourne, into the home in May Walling's place.
"I have employed her," wrote Ellen White to Edson while she was at Koranbong, "and she fills the bill nicely," she commented. I soon learned why Willie was anxious for May Lacey. He loved her, and she seems more like Mary White, our buried treasure, than anyone he had met, but I had not the slightest thought when she came to my home. You will have a new sister in a few months, if her father gives his consent. She is a treasure. I am glad indeed for Willie, for he has not had a very happy, pleasant life since the death of Mary. The visit to Koranbong, aimed largely at affording some change and rest for Ellen White, was cut short by constant rains and threatened floods. So, taking Mrs. Rousseau with them, they started back to Sydney on Tuesday morning, January 22.